topic now, which should carry us for sure through up until Pesach, and perhaps even after Pesach will continue. The sugya, of course, being Yag VaYavor, very famous sugya, famous Sanhedrin, and the Gemara is found in Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph. I was going back and forth. I was actually talking to my my old friend Chavrus for many years, Rabbi Braun, how to organize this particular sugya. Every year, you have to figure out how to organize it. So this is a sugya which carries itself from Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph all the way through Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and all the sugyas are connected. So one of two ways how to prepare to organize the sugya. Either you could start with the main chakira, the main question of the sugya, and just carry through all the main issues that come up, even though it might be out of order of the Gemara, but do it in a very organized way to understand it. Or you could do it in the order of the Gemara, yet not just an organized conceptual way. I decided to take it in the order of the Gemara, help you guys teach you how I want. When you learn the sugya, you have to go in order of the Gemara. And then afterwards, you could organize things on your own. So I figured I'd take that approach and go from the beginning to the end, and as the various issues come up, point out those issues, but not go in depth. And at the end, hopefully we'll see a broader picture of Yag VaYavor. So the Gemara begins smack in the middle of Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph with the Shita of Rabban Bar Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rishon V'Yod Tzadok, Nimnu V'Gamru Ba'aliyas Beis Nitzah Belud, they all gathered together, and they said the following, Kol Averos Shebatorah, any sin in the Torah, Im Omrim La'adam, if people are say, whether Jews or non-Jews, say to them, Im oh, there's the Savior of Shabbos. Yes, okay. Im Omrim La'adam, Avor Ba'al Tarog, if they say to someone, violate this Avera, violate Shabbos, or I'm going to kill you, the din is Yarvor V'Al Yarog, you should violate the Isser of Shabbos or any other Isser, rather than to be killed. With the exception of the chutz me'avodas kochavim, the gilerayos v'shichas dam, the big three that you cannot violate. If they tell you violate the Isser of Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you, better to be killed. Those are famous three, of course. Now the question: why these three? What's unique about these three? It's a discussion I was thinking about doing now. I'll tell you the main machlokas Rishonim. It's really discussed in Ayin Dalad and Beis, that long tosis about Karka Olam and Esther. I'll tell you the main issue now, but we'll get into it more probably next week. The question is: what's unique about these three averos? Either that these three averos, it's about the chomer averos. These averos are very bad averos. They're so much worse than anything else. That's why. Because the aver itself is bad, or not because the aver itself is necessarily so bad, because it generates a result of a chil Hashem. And that's what the problem is, because the result of chil Hashem as opposed to the mice aver itself. That's the machlokas Ramban and Balamor in the back of the riff. Also the Ran weighs in, the Rambam weighs in. It's a big machlokas Rishonim. That's the big thing we're not going to discuss now. Also I'll point out is, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out in the Gilyon HaShas, he quotes a Tosos in Sota, Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, Yishai Yud Amud Beis, which talks about the famous Gemara about Noach La'odom, I forget exactly what it is, better a person be thrown into a fire and then embarrass someone in public. Famous story of Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar said, whoever owns this ring or whatever it is, that's the person. She knew it was Yehuda. She could have pointed Yehuda out, but she didn't say Yehuda. She said, whoever owns this. Because it's better that she gets thrown in the fire than to embarrass Yehuda. So we see from there, and the Gemara says, if you embarrass someone, it's as if you kill someone. So she was Moser Nefesh for that. So you see the concept of Yag VaYavor goes beyond the big three. It goes even to the extent of embarrassing someone in public. Well maybe embarrassing someone in public is included under Ritzicha. That's something Rabbi Kager points out to that Tosfos. So we're going to discuss at length at some other point. What's the scope? Is it only these three averos? Are there other things? Let's say something like Moloch. Someone gave a shir Moloch, a chabur last semester. Arlasky, right, gave something on a Moloch, whether Moloch is one of the Avodah Zarahs or not. So Moloch is a type of Avodah Zarah, but maybe is it really Avodah Zarah? Is it not? So the Yag VaYavor, would that apply to Moloch? And there's a whole slew of averos that are they part of the Gimel, the big three or not? Those are things just to keep in mind. Now, what Gemara is going to discuss now is the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, which is what I want to do today. The Shita is as follows. Avodah Shachavim lo, is it really true that if they tell you to worship Avodah Zarah, you're not supposed to worship Avodah Zarah, and it's better that you get killed? But isn't there a brice that says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin she'im amulo la'adam avod Avodah Shachavim v'al tarog. Minayin she'yavod v'al yarog. How do you know if someone tells you, worship Avodah Zarah, or I shoot you in the head, that you're supposed to worship Avodah Zarah? You're supposed to violate Avodah Zarah. You're supposed to live. The Torah wants you to live, not to die. So if someone's putting your life in danger, so then better you live and violate the Isser, then get killed. Gemara says Yacha afilu v'hersa. Maybe even in public you should do it with avodah zara. Tamilomar v'lo tzichalu Hashem kodesh v'nikdash. No, this aspect of chil Hashem comes chil Hashem. So then we don't tell you to violate the avera. Better you get killed and make a kiddush Hashem than violate a avera like avodah zara in public. But b'tzina, in private, where then nobody knows about it, nobody's around to see it. So then we say better to worship avodah zara and chai b'em and to live than to be killed and not violate that avera. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara goes on to say, so well, machlokes. Some say that you're supposed to get killed and not worship avodah zara. Rabbi Shmuel says you are supposed to worship avodah zara, not killed. Get killed. The Gemara says, "Inhu, the original peace people who are nimnu v'gamru b'alis abeis nitzah, those people d'amar k'Rabbi Elazar. They hold like the other opinion. The Brisa quotes Rabbi Elazar. Omer v'aftas Hashem alkecha b'chol vavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol modecha. What does it mean? All those things. What does chol vavcha mean? Chol nafshcha v'chol modecha. Im nomar b'chol nafshcha l'amo nemar b'chol modecha. Im nemar b'chol modecha l'amo nemar b'chol nafshcha. Im yishcha adam shegufu chavu l'av imona l'chach nemar b'chol nafshcha. Certain people, their own guf is more important to them than money. So then we say, you're supposed to give your body up. Well, something that you find so important, of course, your nefesh, give that up for the sake of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And v'im yeshlecha adam shimamonu chaviv alav, there's someone whose money is more important to them than their own body, which is hard to imagine, but it happens. Megufo, l'chach nemar b'chol ma'odcha, you're supposed to give all your money up for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a machlokes in the braisa, machlokes tanoim, whether or not you're supposed to give your life up or not. This braisa says you're supposed to give your life up, b'chol ma'odcha, b'chol nafshecha, rather. And Rabbi Shmuel holds v'chai b'hem, you're supposed to live and not get killed and not give your nefesh up. Machlokes tanoim. Yeah. So Lo Tzachu B'Shem Kodesh is talking about Befarhesya, in public. In public, you're supposed to not make a Chil Hashem, but make a Kiddush Hashem. This, yeah?
Would he use that Pasuk?
Would he use that Pasuk? So it might be an added element. In public, there's an added element of Chil Hashem also, which would take place. In addition, the V'chol Ma'odcha, about you're supposed to make, you know, for yourself, give your life up. To do it in public, that would be a Kim of Kiddush Hashem. Something that may not be present in the privacy. Okay. So that's the Gemara's Machlokas, whether or not one's supposed to be Mosa Nefesh. Now the Gemara goes on to say, what's the source? How do you know this? How do you know all this? So Gemara says, the Gilei Raos v'Shichas Damim. How do you know you're supposed to give your life up for Gilei Raos and killing? Kidre Rabbi, the Tani Rabbi Omer, v'chi kasha yokum ish al rehu, v'rotzcho nefesh, ken adav harzeh. The pasuk in the context is an amurasa, someone who, an engaged woman, and The pasuk itself has a hekesh. It juxtaposes a na'am rasa and a ritzicha. What do we learn from the connection between the two? Ma na'am rasa nitein latil b'nafsho. Just like the din of rodef, someone who's chasing a na'am rasa, you're supposed to kill such a rodef. Af ritzach nitein latil b'nafsho. So to a rodef who's chasing another person with a knife, you're supposed to kill the rodef. So that's one direction. And Makish in the other direction. Makish in Na'am Rasa L'Rotzeach in the flip side. Ma Rotzeach Yag V'Yavo. Just like a Rotzeach, he's supposed to give his life up instead of being a Rotzeach. Af Na'am Rasa Tarek V'Tavor. So too, if someone's told to violate Gilei Raos, you're supposed to give your life up just like you're supposed to give your life off and not kill a Rotzeach. Okay. So that's the Hekish. But how do you know? What's the source that a Rotzeach himself is supposed to, is better to get killed than to be a Rotzeach? Rotzeach gufe minolon, svarahu to svara. What's the svara? Dehuda also the kami derabbi v'amrle, amrle mari deruri, zil katli levplani. Person went to Rabbi and said, another person married Dori, machlokas, who he was, Jew or non-Jew. He says, I should kill, he tells me to kill Reuven. V'lo katli necha, if not, I'll kill you. So it's better for me to kill Reuven and stay alive, or better for me not to kill Reuven and get killed. So Rabbi responds, Amalei, lekiluchov lo tikdam. Rather you be killed than kill someone else. Why? Mi yema de domi didach somek tvei. Demo domi dihahu gavr somek tvei. Who says your blood is any redder than someone else's blood? Maybe Reuven is more important than you are. So we'll get to this far, what exactly that means. Yeah.
So regardless of what this far actually means, can we make a hekesh from a svara?
Great kasha. So such a concept that who was speaking to the other day about this? Speaking to someone about this? Can't remember who it was. But svara lamli, the pasuk says. Slamli kral, the Gemara says. Once you have svara, why do you need a pasuk? So the Gemara in a number of places says that, which means that something from logic it has a status of deraisa. It's deraisa. Even though it's not said, it's a logic. If it's a glant svara, if it's agreed upon, no one argues on it, so then it has the it has the status of deraisa, and therefore you can learn a hekesh from it. Right, I guess that would be the key. Kal v'chomer is also same thing. A kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer, we make kal v'chomers on our own. If there's a pircha, if there's a question, exactly, because there's a flaw. There could be a flaw. Maybe we don't know what the flaw is. We're not smart enough. We can't make someone get punished because of a kal v'chomer. But we're allowed to make kal v'chomers, and it's a status of derisa. No, there's no onshin. No, he's not onesh. He just says he can't kill the other guy. Now, him getting killed by the non-Jew is not an onesh for him. That's what the svara leads to. But we can't implement a punishment. Great point. Great question, and that's the point. The svara has a status of deraisa. Once that's true, you could extend it through a hekesh to a rayos. So it comes out from the Gemara as follows. We have the big three. Gilei rayos, shvichas domim, and narim masa, gilei rayos. You have three different sources. The source of avodah zarah, you're supposed to give your life up for avodah zarah, is based on mechol nafshecha. The source of Rotzeach is based on the Svara. Rather, maybe his blood is redder than mine. And the Gilei Raios is learned from Hekesh to Rotzeach. Now, I want to pull out in here, just, I guess for today at least, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that Chai Behem, you're supposed to live and not get killed. And therefore, if somebody says to worship Avodah Zarah, rather you worship Avodah Zarah than get killed. Now the question is, the Gemara doesn't deal with what about Gilei Raios, what about Shvichas Damim? What would Rabbi Shmuel say in that case? He tells us you're supposed to worship Avodah Zarah and not get killed. Would he agree you should also not get killed when it comes to murdering, and better you murder someone than get killed yourself?
In those cases, Chai Behem also.
So that's unclear. That's Chai Behem in general means you're, in general, that's what we paskin like. If someone tells you to violate Shabbos, you should live. But Chai Behem, don't violate Shabbos. The big three are exceptions. Rabbi Shmuel is different. He says, no, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Chai Behem implies even for Avodah Zarah, you're supposed to live than get killed. And therefore, better to live and worship Avodah Zarah than be killed. Would you say that same Svarah of Chai Behem, would you apply that even to Gilei Raios? That better to you violate Gilei Raios than to get killed? Would you say it better kill someone than get killed? That's the open question. The Gemara's the ambiguity. That's the open question from the Gemara. We just don't know. So that's what I wanted to do today, just for a little bit. And maybe I'll go on to the next sugya, because they are very much connected. So, what opinions do we have? We have the Tosfos and the Ein Dalet Amud Beis. I know I pulled out, we didn't do the Gemara as of yet. So, he says as follows. The Gemara is talking about a Ben Noach. Is a Ben Noach commanded on Kiddush Hashem? Does a Ben Noach have to give his life up to make a Kiddush Hashem? The Tosfos says, I understand why you'd have such a Havamina. I understand. The Pasuk V'chai Behem, that you're supposed to live, is said in the context of Yisrael. That Klai Yisrael is supposed to live. They're not supposed to get killed, rather to violate Averos and live. Supposed to be V'chai Behem. That's said in the context of a Yisrael. Had not said B'chai Behem though, had the Pasuk B'chai Behem not existed, what would the din be for Klal Yisrael? Wait, in the question, yeah? No, you're right, but, you know, in the question, yeah? And better to give your life up, be Moser Nefesh. Chai Behem says live, but had Chai Behem been removed from the Torah, the status quo would have been the default, give your life up. So that's the case. So, since it does not say Chai Behem for Ben Noach, the status quo is, you're supposed to give your life up. So of course Ben Noach should be Mekad Hashem Shemaim. They should better to get killed than to violate an error. Chai Behem is a special pasuk. We want Klai yourself to live, not necessarily non-Jews. So what's the Shiloh? The Tosfos goes on to say, V'yesh Lomar, maybe you don't really need Chai Behem at all. Maybe the status quo is that you're supposed to live. We want you to live. We want Ben Yisrael to live. We want Ben Noach to live. Everyone's supposed to live. So what's Chai Behem teaching? We already know that. So maybe Chai Behem's only teaching us so you don't learn other mitzvahs from Rotzeach and Namarasa. Okay, because it comes to Namarasa and Rotzeach, that's a svara. Comes to Rotzeach, how do I know that my blood's redder than his? Normally, you're supposed to stay alive. Rotzeach is a svara. and Zehekesh Shigilaras, those two only you're supposed to get killed instead, not live. You're supposed to be Mosu Nefesh. So Tosafot says, you maybe had a Havmina, maybe you should learn from Ratzeach and Namarasa and Gilaras to all other mitzvahs, you're supposed to be Mosu Nefesh. Comes along Chayvem and says, no, you're supposed to live. But what Tosafot says, in the end of the day, the status quo is that you're supposed to live. Chayvem is not such a chiddush. Chayvem is just telling us, don't learn from Ratzeach. But again, the status quo would have been anyways to live. So just like Klai Yisrael is supposed to live, so to Ben Noach is supposed to be, Chai Behem is supposed to live. And therefore, that's how Tosus learns it out. Okay. Now what comes out from the last line here, very small diak, he says, De'afil b'tzina yarog v'yavar l'chuli alma. Everyone agrees that b'tzina, in the privacy of your own home, that you're supposed to get killed and not violate the isser of v'tzicha na'amurasa. What's Tosus adding in with l'chuli alma? You know Rishma? Right, who says that? Marsha says, what's the Chuliyama doing there? Very strange. Added those three letters, Lam Lechof Chof Ayin. Yeah, sure.
How is he showing that the fault is that they should.
He's not proving, he didn't bring a proof. He just said there are two ways to learn Chai Bem. So first he says one way, then he says maybe it's the other way. He says Dilma, I think, only. Is Yeshom or Dilma? He just says, so you don't learn from Rotseach, just like Rotseach, you're supposed to get killed, then kill. Maybe you should apply that to all the other mitzvahs. Chai Behem says, don't learn from Rotseach. Don't learn from Rotseach. The status quo is live. And therefore, it goes back to the default being you're supposed to stay alive and not be Mosu Nefesh. That's the back and forth with Tosfos, and the afkamina being whether or not a Ben Noach would have a din of Kiddush Hashem or not. But we're pulling out from this, the idea is that everyone agrees, l'chuli alma, you're supposed to violate the avera, then to give your life up. Sorry, better to give your life up and not violate the avera when it comes to ritzicha and gileras. So Marsha writes, wrote Salomar to Rabbi Shmuel, lo polig ele bavodas chachavim, yavar valil yarog b'tzina. So he's straight up, he says, L'chuli Alma is talking about Rabbi Shmuel.
You said before that, how do we know Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that about Shkita Zamanam and Gilaraz? So if you look in the Marsha, it says, Kimo B'Shar Averos, right? So couldn't that mean that Rabbi Shmuel includes that all other?
I think he's saying he only argues in regards to avodas chachavim that avodas chachavim is like other averos that you're supposed to v'chai b'hem.
You can't add those.
I hear it's funny way he says that, but I think it's clear that's what he's trying to say. I hear it, it's a strange reading, but it's clear he says that he only argues for avodas zara, but he'll agree to ritzicha. And to Gileras, one is supposed to give up their life, as Tosafot says, L'chuli Alma. Everybody agrees, L'chuli Alma includes even Rabbi Ishmael. Have you looked in Tosafot in the Avodah Zarah? With Chav Zayin and Bey is Dibur Maschil Yachal. I heard other people were getting involved in some of the Gemaras and the other remainder of Tosafot. I think it's a great idea to do that. I would want to pull one line out, but I think it's great anyways to see the context, depending on your time. So he straight out says that the Rabbi Shmuel ain shum chiluk debitzina b'chulon yavor v'yarog. Rabbi Shmuel says there's no distinction. When it comes to bitzina, you're never supposed to give your life up. You're always supposed to violate the avaros. Just like he says avodah zarah. If someone says to you, violate avodah zarah, kill you, violate avodah zarah. Well, we say, what about shvichas damim? What about gilirayos? Tosafot says explicitly you're supposed to violate those averas, do not give your life up. Against the Tosafot in Sanhedrin. So it's Machlokas had to understand Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, everyone with me on that? Those two, Ritzicha and Gileras, those always goes hand in hand because they learn out from each other. So Machlokas, Tosafot, Avodah Zarah versus Tosafot Sanhedrin. So what exactly is this Machlokas? What are they arguing about? If any of you study Minchas Chinuch, I know it's a little confusing. back and forth. But I wanted to just pull one idea from the Minchas Chinuch. He explains the svar behind this. At least one of the opinions, and we have to explain the other opinion. This is found in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Vav, Os Aleph. So he first suggests maybe Rabbi Shmuel argues across the board. Every case you're supposed to violate Yavor Val Yarog. It's better to violate than get killed. But he retracts and he says, you know what, I'm more comfortable with the opinion that Rabbi Shmuel only holds in regards to Avodah Zarah that you're supposed to violate. Mikomokum b'shvichas domim molded the Yarog. Why? Mitam de my chazis. Because the svar of my chazis. And therefore, it's my chazis, the svar, that how do you know my blood is any redder than his blood? So for that reason, you can't kill someone. Even Betzina, Rabbi Shmuel will agree, that svara holds true. You're not allowed to kill somebody else because of the my chazis svar. And once that holds true for Rotseach, Mimela, we learn Gileraz from that as well, because the hekesh of the two. Because the svara, because Rabbi Shmuel holds up such a svara. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, so he says, no, the source of V'chol Me'otcha, V'chol Me'nafshecha, V'chol Nafshecha, that he doesn't hold to such a source. That's the Chai Behem trumps V'chol Nafshecha. Who comes to Svar Rotseach, so that Svar still holds true. And that's the basis of the Chiluk. Everyone with me on that point? Again, Rishmol holds you better for you to violate Avodah Zarah than to get killed. Because it's Chai Behem. We don't know what he say about Shvichas Damim. So explain to Minchas Chinuch, since Shvichas Damim is based in the Svara, Rabbi Shmuel will agree to the Svara. In that case, he'll agree. Who knows if my blood is greater than his blood? And therefore, in Sinna, if someone tells you, kill that person, you're not allowed to kill a person. That's a case where you're supposed to be Mosunef, that you're supposed to give your life up. Even though Avodah Zarah you're not supposed to, because of Chai Behem, the Svara of Shvichas Damim tells you not to kill. Right, so Rashi explains.
Yeah, because your Chai Behem is meant to save Jewish lives, but now by Sicha you're killing another Jewish life.
I think what you're trying to say is, I think the question was, why is Chai Behem, for Rabbi Shmuel, why is Chai Behem trump the source of Avodah Zarah, but doesn't trump the source of Ritzicha?
Doesn't work by Ritzicha. Chai Behem doesn't work.
Yeah.
Killing someone else. Ah. So you're defeating the whole purpose of Chai Behem, which is meant to save Jewish lives, but in order to fulfill the Chai Behem here, you have to kill another Jew.
Right. So yeah, exactly. Meaning Chai Behem and Ritzicha go clash head to head. It's been made just a hackish. But since they go head to head, the svar of Shvichas Damim entire moves the Chai Behem. Now that's actually, this point you're saying is very important. There's a Rav Chaim who talks about this. I'm going to give you a little break from the briskers. We'll get to it probably next week. Rav Chaim talks about this, as far as how it works. What exactly, how do we understand this clash between V'chai Behem on one hand, Shvichas Damim on the other hand? Okay. But what comes out from the Minchas Chinuch is as follows. Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the svar. Shmuel agrees to the svar of my chazis. So what's the other opinion going to say? What's the opinion in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah going to say? Tosfos and Avodah Zarah says, Rabbi Shmuel says, in every single case, you're supposed to violate the Avera. Even Ritzicha, you're supposed to violate Ritzicha. Doesn't he have, what do you do with the Svara? You with me on that question? Say it again? In private. Again, the question is, in private, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold about Ritzicha? Is it better for me to kill or to get killed? Tanakama holds you're supposed to get killed, most nefesh. Rabbi Shmuel, we weren't sure. So Tosfos and Hedrin says, better for you to get killed. Why? Why should it be most nefesh for Shvichas Damim? Because that svara, the svara exists. The svara undermines the Chai Behem. Give your life up. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the Tanakama.
The svara of the
Rotzeach. Exactly. So, but the opinion, what Tosfos and Avodah Zarah says, no, even Ritzicha you could violate the Avera. I could kill someone to save my own life in Betzina. Betzina. Even Betzina talking about. That Tosafot of Vodazar says explicit. But he said, Fahasya, you never violate an Averis. It's always Chil Hashem. But Tzina, you're even allowed to violate Shvichas Damim in order to save your own life. Svara of my chazus, my blood is redder than his? How do we know? Maybe I should just sit back and not do anything and let him kill me, then me violate the Avera.
He holds that Svara is the Svara of Yarbo is that you're doing Chal Hashem.
But that's not that Svara. The Svara is, no, the Svara is clear in the Gemara about whose blood is redder than who. That, forget that Hakir Rez, that will come up at a different point. But the Svara itself, had you, you're right, had you reject the Svara? So either he rejects the Svara, again, I'm not sure, you have to say he doesn't hold to such a Svara, whose blood is redder than mine doesn't really apply, or of some sort, he says. That's one thing. Or more likely is the following. Leave that question in the back of your mind now. We'll have to transition, yeah.
I'm sorry, another question.
Does, yeah, sure.
Does Shiva al Tasa have anything to do with it? I mean, if someone asks you in a different way, let me kill you, and if you don't let me kill you, I'm going to kill this guy. Shiva al Tasa, or that's what we do?
That's a great, great kasha. That's exactly what Chaim is talking about.
Awesome.
So maybe, so now that you mentioned it, I'll raise it, since you mentioned it. See, I'm trying to remember it now myself. Okay, I'm forgetting. Well, let's get back. But that Shev Al Tasa is exactly what the Rav Chaim is talking about.
That Tosas will work well with Esther.
Yeah, exactly. That tells about Esther, which I wanted to just, we'll wait till when we get there. I'm going to slowly bring us into the sugars, get familiar, then we could analyze this long Tosas, and Rav Chaim is on that long Tosas, about the Shittas Rambam in regards to that long Tosas. So, what exactly is Shittas Rav Shmuel? How does he reject this Svara? So if we go to the next topic, understand the Svara, we can really appreciate where Rabbi Shmuel may be coming from, at least from the lenses of Tosas and Avodah Zarah. But everyone's with me in terms of the question. What's the question right now? We're trying to figure out what's the Svara of Rabbi Shmuel for Tosas and Shita and Avodah Zarah. So let's talk about the Svara for a moment. What does it mean, my chazis? Gemara's lashon is mi yemar de domi didach somik tvei. Dilma domi dahu gavram somik tvei. Who said my blood's any redder than his? What does it mean? It doesn't obviously mean whose blood is actually redder. That's obviously not what it means. What's the Gemara trying to tell us?
More worthy of living.
That sounds like what Rashi says. Rashi says, I'll pull out a couple of lines. Rashi, long Dira Maskel Svara, says, Mi odea shenafshu nafsho chaviva liyotso yoser minefesh chaveru. Whoever said that guy, Reuven's nefesh, is much more dear to Kadosh Baruch Hu than Shimon's nefesh. Maybe Shimon's nefesh is more important than Reuven's? It's about who's nefesh. Now, how do you define who's a nefesh? It's about life. Whose life is better? Unclear what he means by that so much. And he repeats the same idea later on, the second to bottom line, Chavivas nafsham sheyisrael HaKadosh Baruch. It's all about the dearness of a nefesh to a Kadosh Baruch. Kadosh Baruch likes the nefashos. He likes it, of course. So whose nefesh is more important to Kadosh Baruch? That's what it's about, according to Rashi.
Now, the Adar Ma
also talks about, gives two svaras as to the svara of Miyemar of my chazis. Yad Ramon da Ayin Dal and Aleph our sugya. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is similar to Rashi, just kind of tweaks a little bit, and he says, "Who knows whose life is going to be longer?" The Chaybem. If everything's based on the Pasuk of Chaybem, that's the whole source of things. Who's going to get more chias out of this? Who's going to get more life out of this? Let's say you have an older guy and a younger guy. So someone's 95 and someone's 13. So who knows? You know, Pashas, a 13-year-old has more time to live. So you should apply Chaybem to the 13-year-old and not to the 95-year-old. But you never know. You never know when someone's life, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to end it earlier or extend. You never know. But according to the Adar Mo, which sounds like Rashi, it's all about who's going to have more life. Chaybem, it's more life. Who's going to live longer? We don't know who's going to live longer. The Adar Mo suggests the second approach, though. He says, V'yeshafari, shelo nitnu mitzvos lidachos eta pikuach nefesh, ela kidei sheyeche v'kayim mitzvos harbe. Why do we allow a mitzvah to be docha for pikuach nefesh? Why do we allow you to violate Chil Shabbos? We allow you to violate Chil Shabbos so you can live longer and to be Mekayim more Shabbosos. The whole point is to do more mitzvahs, more mitzvahs. Not about life per se, about mitzvahs. Those are the two opinions. Rashi and Yad Ramah in the beginning, it's about living, and Yad Ramah's second approach is about being Mekayim mitzvahs. Person. I mean, who knows who's gonna be Mekayim more mitzvahs? Maybe he'll be more than I will.
Right.
Because that's the point. So that's the svar. Who knows who's gonna live longer, or who knows who's gonna be Mekayim more mitzvahs?
How you let yourself be killed?
You don't know. You can't do an active murder, killing him, because maybe he's better than you are. Better you just sit back and shave your altas and don't do anything.
I mean, who says that? That's what it's depending on,
is
whether who's a better person. Like,
no, I'm saying the Gemara,
right. I don't mean that, but I'm saying, but the Gemara, the Pashat Peshat of the Gemara is whose blood is redder. Let's just
right.
At those words.
Okay.
Who cares whose blood is redder? Who says that's what it's depending on? Maybe it's depending on the actual avera that you're committing, that you're in the spot, and that it's such a big avera for you that it's not worth it for you to commit that avera, and then you should die. What's this svara business? I don't understand. Why as far as coming to play?
I mean, because if there's a whole concept of a chai behem, you're supposed to live longer. So, you're allowed to violate averas. Someone's going to die here. That's Reuven or Shimon. Someone is. So, I have the option. I was the one, Reuven was the one who was picked. So he could decide whether it's going to be him or Shimon. He was given that option. So he has to start weighing into account. Well, let's see. Who's younger? Who's older? Who's going to live longer? Who's a bigger tzaddik? Who's going to be Mekayim more mitzvahs? So yeah, in Echanam, he'll violate an avera. But that avera will lead to much more mitzvahs being kept, perhaps. That's what he could possibly say. The Gemara says there's no way to know. No one. We are humans. We don't know whose life is more precious to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to be becoming more mitzvahs, who's going to live longer. We don't know those things. So that's the svara behind it. Those are the few svaras. Now, again, there are three different svaras. Rashi about who's more chaviv to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously impossible to know who's more chaviv. Ultimately, who's going to live longer, which is also impossible to know, and also who's going to be Mekayim more mitzvahs. Now, the footnote in the Adamar brings a couple of nafka minas between these different approaches. So one nafka mina he says is as follows, a treifa. What's a treifa? A treifa is someone who's what? He's basically going to die. He's basically considered dead. So in terms of chai behem, leaving a treifa alive, it's not going to be Mekayim of chai behem. He's already dead, basically. He might be breathing or whatever things he's doing, but he's really not living. So from that approach, you shouldn't be able to. You should be allowed to kill the chayv, the treifa. But if it's from the approach of a who's nefesh and more chaviv, well, you don't know. Well, maybe he's not considered nefesh because he's still dead. But a treifa might be able to be Mekayim mitzvah still though. So maybe he's gonna be, even though he might be dead, he could still wear tefillin, tzitzis, and other things. So maybe he's doing more mitzvah than you. On the flip side, he says, "What about a katan? What do you say about a katan?"
What's why even ask?
Right. So he said, a katan is not chayv mitzvah, so I'm a gadol, he's a katan. I do mitzvahs, he doesn't. But at the same time, in terms of who's going to more life, or we don't know who has, but maybe he does, maybe not. We also, maybe his nefesh is more chavit. Well, we don't know, it depends on how long. We don't know who's going to live longer.
But also, if you're going to say which is more precious to Hashem, if he doesn't have any bears on his nefesh, he's more precious to Hashem.
In Shabbat, I'm not sure.
He's damaged goods, he's not.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe I'm tzaddik.
No,
I don't know. I'm kidding. I don't know how to judge what's considered chav to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't even know. So, in terms of John's point, though, it's a good point. Right now, katan's not chayv mitzvahs. Now, that alone is a whole other discussion. Is it really not chayv? Maybe he really is be'etzem chayv mitzvahs, though the Torah didn't, like, enforce it. The Torah gave him a special exemption. The Achronim talk about this. Is he entirely removed from mitzvahs? Or is he a chiyah, but the Torah kind of was chas on him? Let's say he's Mekayim a mitzvah. He's not chai, but he's Mekayim a mitzvah. Does he get schar? Is he kiyah mitzvah deraisa? Is it the same thing as a mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah yosa? Is it the same thing as someone who wasn't commanded and did it? Or no, he's a little step higher. Because he has the potential, eventually he's going to be.
When we say a father trains his son, it sounds like he. It's just like a training session.
It's a discussion. That's a whole discussion. Gemara Nazir talks about the Sukkah, Gemara Sukkah, and Yuma. It's a fun topic, Chinuch. So, Yesh Lachkor in that approach. But simply, I think he's right. the katan is not chayv mitzvahs, and therefore maybe I am chayv mitzvahs, I should say. But at the same time, he might have a longer life than I do, or maybe his nefesh is more chaviv. So those are the three basic approaches. Now, I'll leave the last one for tomorrow. The last one was based on the Rambam, Hakesa Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, Ramach, and others, the Sfas Emes. We'll do that tomorrow, which will take a completely different approach to understanding the Svara. And I think that understanding is going to help us, bring us back to understand the Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, why he may argue, even by Shvichas Damim, he might think it's better to kill than be killed.